I'm Rich Phillips, a topic that's no longer allowed with Garrett. Next, Jason Garrett invoking the 24-hour rule with the media today. Ticker brought to you by Soto Pelli Hormone Replacement Therapy and Benbridge Jewelers and Climate Evangelista Ice Center. 24 hours after a game, win or lose, the subject is supposed to be dropped, and it's on to the next one. Garrett making it clear today during his press conference that he's no longer talking about his clock mismanagement in Arizona. Instead, he's looking ahead to the hated New York football Giants.
We're focused on this football team right now and the opportunity we have this week against the Giants. They're an awfully good football team. Just turn the tape on. They're good in all three areas, so we're focused on the challenge that we have this week.
Miles Austin and Tony Fiametta both back at practice today. Austin's missed the last four games with a bad hamstring. Fiametta out the last three with an undisclosed illness. A coaching search about to ensue at SMU. Multiple reports have June Jones leaving the Hilltop to take over as head coach at Arizona State. Jones has been at SMU for 4 years, leading the Mustangs to three straight bowl games, including next month's BBVA Compass Bowl in Birmingham, Alabama. This comes on the same day that SMU is to announce it is moving to the Big East, along with four others. And now we briefly welcome you at a race week on Sports Radio 13. Intend the ticket. The shuffling continues in the offseason, including this week's highly publicized and shocking departure of Kurt Busch from Penske Racing. Penske not happy with Busch for his several profanity-laced tirades. The driver not happy with the organization for what he felt were uncompetitive cars. It's not clear if Busch can find a legitimate ride for 2012 or who Penske will replace him with. Meanwhile, some crew chief shuffling. Michael Waltrip Racing hires Brian Patty to that spot for Clint Bowyer's team, while Joe Gibbs Racing has fired Mike Ford, who's been crew chief for Denny Hamlin since he first came to the Sprint Cup Series in 05. The ticker is a service of Mr. G's Beverage and Deli Center. Mr. G's Red Wine Tasting is this Thursday. 20 to 50% discount on red wines from around the world. For more info, go to MrG'sBeverage.com. That's MrG'sBeverage.com. Our next ticket ticker is at 3:50. I'm Rich Phillips, reminding you to reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on Sports Radio 13. Tell the ticket. I'm Rich Phillips with the Rangers. Apparently stand on C.J. Wilson. Next on the ticket ticker. C.J. Wilson, one of the hotter topics at the baseball winter meetings here in Dallas. Ticker brought to you by Babe's Chicken Dinner House and Sling Box. The Rangers would like to keep their ace, but within reason. Reportedly, Texas has put up a four-year offer for the lefty, but it's believed the Miami Marlins are throwing 6 years at C.J., considering how difficult it was for the Rangers to offer six to Cliff Lee last offseason. That may very well be out of their price range for Wilson. Mark Burley is off the tables. Burley agreeing to a four-year, $58 million deal with those Miami Marlins. Cowboys had Miles Austin and Tony Fiametta back at practice today. Both could return Sunday against the Giants. Slow down on the June Jones to Arizona State talk. The latest reports are that talks between the SMU head coach and the Sun Devils have hit a snag and that he won't be moving to Arizona. Now it's the always highly underreported metal news on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Megadeth recently announcing the relaunch of their festival Gigantour. The bill will include other greats such as Motorhead, Volbeat, and Lacuna Coil. Dates have been set for the first couple months of 2012, but no Dallas stop yet. Van Halen still has not confirmed their imminent return with singer David Lee Roth as the frontman. Grammy organizers promising an historic reunion at the awards ceremony in February. It's believed it'll be the return of Van Halen. And the cause of death has been determined for Guar guitarist Flatus Maximus. The 34-year-old Maximus passed away last month at the age from a coronary artery thrombosis brought on by a pre-existing coronary artery disease. The ticker is a service of Tom Thumb. Tom Thumb can help you make the holidays sparkle with delectable Safeway Select Gourmet appetizers. They'll make all your gatherings just as merry as can be. Tom Thumb, ingredients for life. Our next ticket ticker is 410. It's delivered by Dan McDowell. I'm Rich Phillips, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up. Keep it on Sports Radio 13. Send the ticket.
Hey, I'm Dan. How are the current winter meetings affecting the Generals? Next. Mark Burley signing with the Marlins means that CJ is still looking for a match. This ticket ticker is brought to you by YourSpineSolution.com and Sneaky Pete's. But how are the current winter meetings affecting the Generals of the Greater Texas Fantasy Baseball Association? The 45-man rosters, because, of course, we have a 5-man future roster on there. So it's 40-man rosters. Norms in this league, guys who work in Major League Baseball. Billy Martin Jr. is a part of it. And, of course, Bob and I split up and no longer co-own the Generals. He co-owns a team called the Sterminators with Jamie Newberg. Anyway, so the Generals. You're wondering what's going on right now. The Padres acquired Houston Street from the Rockies. Did you know there is a street in San Antonio called Houston Street? It says it on the sign. Hey. And I wondered if...
very norm-like.
He thought that was weird. Anyway, so the Padres get Houston Street. That means Luke Gregerson will not be closing for the Pods, as we all thought in Generals Land. Trade value has dropped considerably, and that will likely affect what we do at the winter free agent auction, which is this Saturday. Should be a three-hour event, Saturday at 10 a.m. for the GTFBA. Everybody likes the Cowboys, right? They play the Giants this weekend. Jason Garrett says he's a big admirer of Eli Manning. He's had a great career and that he's certainly been a big supporter of Tony Romo. He's been great for us throughout his career.
I'm a big admirer of Eli Manning. He's had a great career and certainly a big supporter of Tony Romo. He's been great for us throughout his career.
I don't have any idea what that meant. And in other Cowboy news, Tom Gribble texts me that DeMarcus Ware will be on our show tomorrow at 1:50. Hey, how's it going, Rachel? Interesting. All right, the next ticket ticker is at 4:30. She can't shock me. That's a little too soft core. Reminding the P1s to be one. Oh, I'm Dan. Being distracted by Rachel. Reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Not shocking.
This hour of the Hardline brought to you by Driver Select.
That's kind of
shocking.
This
is The Ticket.
I'm Alexis with The Ticket. Stick it up your tailpipe traffic.
Thanks, Alexis. I said thanks. Bad news for Groobs, if he wants to do a bit next. I said bad news for Groobs. We'll get that after I tell you that the business ticker, I'm supposed to find business stuff, is brought to you by TexasLending.com and the Diamond Doctor. Okay. All right. Bad news for Groobs. If he wants to do some bits in the Rangers clubhouse next year, baseball has become the first major pro league in North America to issue a dress code for media members. They've put them in writing this week at the winter meetings.
No halter tops, Groobs.
Ironic that it's here in Dallas, huh? Media should dress in an appropriate and professional manner with clothing proper for a business casual work environment.
No short skirts, Groobs.
Yeah, why is this addressed to me?
Maybe the Hardline can get you some pants for the business.
Maybe some life khakis.
This is similar, though, to the 2007 cumulus ban on flip-flops, which has been ignored by one Michael Gruber.
Well, you know what? I ban Major League Baseball.
You know...
Suck on that.
That's hardcore.
The Cowboys are playing this week. They're playing the Giants, Groobs. And Jason Garrett says they're focused on this football team right now and the opportunity they have this week against the Giants. They're an awfully good football team, according to Garrett. He said he just turned the tape on. The Giants are good in all three areas, so they're focused on the challenge they have this week.
We're focused on this football team right now and the opportunity we have this week against the Giants. They're an awfully good football team. Just turned the tape on. They're good in all three areas, so we're focused on the challenge that we have this week.
All right, let's get to the porn star. Next ticket ticker at 4:50. I am your very good friend, Dan McDowell, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. She's going to tell me what she makes. All right, I hate doing tickers. Hate it, hate it, hate it. This ticker, though, is brought to you by Babe's Chicken Dinner House and this spot for sale, apparently. A little GTFBA news. You note the winter meetings are here in Dallas. And apparently, Marlon's not totally out on CJ. But they have already acquired Jose Reyes and Mark Bulley. Bulley. Told you I hated this. Now, Generals implications here for the Greater Texas Fantasy Baseball Association, the 40-man roster league that I'm in with Norm and Bob. Now, Bob owns Leo Nunez, and he's got a bag. So that could come into play as far as whether he'd like to make a trade for one of my closers, Joe Nathan, K-Rod, or Javi Guerra. Stay tuned to noon to 3. For more information on that. Cowboys play the Giants, right? We're all wondering about Miles Austin and Tony Fiametta, who have been out. Well, Jason Garrett says, regarding those two, that it's nice to get your guys back and get them going again. And hopefully those guys, after their work today, will respond to that well and be a part of what we're doing this weekend.
It's nice to get your guys back and get them going again. And hopefully those guys, after their work today, will respond to that well and be a part of what we're doing this weekend.
All right, next ticker at the next time.
5:10.
If there's supposed to be one. I am Dan McDowell, reminding the P1s to be one and wondering what does she make for having sex. Tune us in. Turn it up. Keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I'm Ty Walker. The Lakers make the call next on The Ticker. The Rangers made a blockbuster deal today, which brings Cliff Lee to the Rangers. This ticker brought to you by Randy Essenberg, thefathersattorney.com, and Mr. G's Beverage and Deli Center. After talks between the Seattle Mariners and the New York Yankees fell apart this afternoon, the Rangers jumped in and reached an agreement on a trade for the 2008 Cy Young winner. The team held a press conference here on The Ticket this afternoon, and President Nolan Ryan talked about the club's new ace.
We have a guy that gives us another pitcher from the left side. I think another starter, a proven starter, an innings eater. So I think because of those things, those attributes that he has, he's going to bring a presence to us that is going to have an impact.
Texas sends first baseman Justin Smoke to the minor. Texas sends the first baseman Justin Smoke and three minor leaguers to Seattle in exchange for Lee and the reliever Mark Lowe. The Mariners will also send $2.5 million to Texas. The Rangers will take on the Orioles this evening, weather permitting. Please stay tuned to The Ticket. Right now, we're delayed about an hour. Depends on, obviously, clouds, rain. They can't play when it's like that. So, like I said, I will update you as soon as I know something. Yesterday, it was a disappointing loss for the Texas Rangers last night as Baltimore squandered, as the Rangers squandered a 4-0 lead. The bullpen, which has been great for most of the season, was not able to hold off the O's. That's the ticker ticket. Ticket ticker. Our next ticker at 5:30. I'm Ty Walker, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I'm Ty Walker. We'll get you the latest on the Rangers douche next. Baseball's winter meetings continue, and we continue to wait to see where Rangers free agent pitcher C.J. Wilson will land. This ticker brought to you by the Village Apartments and Country Club and the Climate Evangelista Eye Center. Hearing reports, the Miami Marlins have offered CJ a 6-year contract. Also a story this afternoon, the Rangers may have upped their offer from 4 to 5 years. One of the guys the Rangers were looking at to possibly replace CJ if he leaves was Mark Burley, but that's not an option anymore. The former Sox starter signs a 4-year, $58 million contract today with those Marlins. On this date in December of 2003, Dallas Sidekicks beat the Kansas City Comets 10-2, a milestone night for Dallas. They pick up goal number 3,500 in club history. Let's hear the call from my good pal Pete Stein, who was so wrong by the ticket in Rhines.
How a header on the rebound, Bundy has scored! And Dallas leads 10-2. That's 3,500 goals for the Sidekicks in 19 seasons. It's Bundy's first season, and he's given Dallas an insurmountable 10-2 lead.
Ah, Pete Stein, my good buddy, and Ticket Sports Saturday compadre, God rest your soul. Please, fishermen in the Pacific Ocean, hunt down and kill that great white that killed Pete Stein. Our next ticker at 5:50, I'm Ty Walker, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Switching jobs. I'm doing traffic. This report, a service of NorthTexasHondaDealers.com. And Alexis writes real messy, so she might help me. Dallas, is that Super Bowl 75?
That would be southbound.
Oh, SB 75. Southbound at Live Oak. A wreck in the two right lanes. Back up is to University. 35 southbound, jammed. Regal Row to I-30. In Irving, Loop 12, southbound. What's that say?
Slow.
Oh, southbound is slow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shouldn't you expect that every day? Do you need to?
Yes, it
that?
Always is.
Okay, 35 Irving Boulevard, 114 westbound slow. Of course it is. It's
right.
6:30.
Well,
right?
There's only one accident right now, so you got to fill it with something.
Oh, that's what she said. Dallas into Denton, northbound 35 jammed by the bush. That's always jammed too, right?
That's what she said. This is not news.
Tarrant County, southbound 360. Okay, it's always slow in Tarrant County, southbound 360.
right?
So I guess there's no need
Green Oaks
for the
to division. There's a lot of traffic. What's this say?
That says northbound.
Northbound 35W jammed, loop 820. It's also very...
And then you took too long.
How's, why, the bed's over?
Yeah.
How's 114 to Grapevine looking good?
Nope, that's what's slow.
Oh, yeah, I'm worried about that, though. How will it be, do you think, at 7 or 6.50 or
by
something?
By then, you should be just fine.
You want to have some coffee later?
Sure.
All right, for the North Texas Tollway Authority, I'm Alexis.
Smooth.
Any tickets, stick it up your tailpipe. Traffic.
Perfect.
I'm the Junes. All the hot sports news next on the Ticket Ticker. This Ticket Ticker brought to you by Baker Brothers Plumbing and Kleiman Evangelista Eye Center. It was thought that June Jones was headed back west, although not as far west as Hawaii, where he was before SMU. In fact, not even to the Pacific Ocean this time, but still west. Most consider the state of Arizona to be in the west, yet some put it in the southwest. For the purposes of this ticker, we're going to say it's in the west. Not as far west as California, certainly, but further west than New Mexico. And if you consider Texas to be the gateway to the west, then June Jones was headed far west. And aside, isn't it interesting that if you keep going west, you'll eventually hit the far east? Try wrapping your head around that the next time you eat a pot brownie. Anyway, June Jones is not going to coach Arizona State now, according to reports, so SMU does not need a new coach. Keep it right here on the ticket for up-to-the-minute holiday shopping tips. Also today, Jerry Sandusky was taken from his home in handcuffs. Sandusky reportedly asked to be locked up at a juvenile detention center, saying that if there was going to be sex in prison, he at least wanted to be able to enjoy it. At the baseball winter meetings today, C.J. Wilson held a symposium on how to brainwash yourself into thinking that non-quality postseason starts are really the equivalent of perfect games. Also today, tennis legend Martina Navratilova took a moment to reflect on tennis history, saying her favorite rivalry of all time was Agassi-Sampras.
They were inseparable. From the time Pete was a year old, he was out in the backyard playing ball. When they'd come home and we'd be at the dinner table, we all had dinner together, and he could have hit three Grand Slam home runs, but they had dwelled on what he didn't do right, and it was always keep hustling.
In other news, my underwear is half filled with a mystery substance. This ticker brought to you by the Sante Center for Healing. I'm the Junes. The next ticker is right around the corner. I'm the Junes. The hottest sports news coming up next. This ticker brought to you by Sneaky Pete's. The latest from baseball's winter meetings. Sources say the Rangers are out of the C.J. Wilson sweepstakes. Nolan Ryan told Fox Sports that he does not expect C.J. to sign with Texas. Wilson also reportedly has an offer from the Miami Marlins of at least 5 years, and Fox Sports reports that he'll try to get the Angels to match that Miami offer. Wilson wouldn't comment on the reported offers, but he did say, quote, like, whatever. It's pretty cool that, like, whatever, you know. I've got, like, a big TV or whatever, so, like, whatever. Meanwhile, Miami has inked another possible Rangers target, Mark Burley, to a 4-year, $58 million deal, and they are, according to Sorcerers, still in the C.J. Wilson Derby. The Cowboys host the Giants on Sunday. First place in the NFC East is on the line, and Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones had a message for his team this week.
I'm telling you, I hope you do better than you've acted on, under the tree this year with that stocking up there.
Our pregame on the ticket starts at 5 p.m. Sunday and will feature ticket people. In other news, former Syracuse basketball coach Bernie Fine learned today that he will not face state charges in his child sex abuse case because the statute of limitations has run out in the case in New York. Fine said he was relieved and planned to celebrate by auditioning new ball boys for his new barnstorming team, the Syracuse Perverts. In classic sports news, the U.S. Olympic hockey team has defeated the Russians in Lake Placid. Take that, Mr. Kremlin. And in other news, I once made love to a swing set. We've got another ticker right around the corner, so stay tuned. Coming up next, the risky but perhaps rewarding screenless ticket ticker. You report the news, P1s, at 214-787-1310. Load them up. Good evening, I'm the Junes. All day long, you listen to us deliver the hot sports news of the day. Since this is the final white elephant ticker, let's turn the tables. P1s, you report the sports headlines. I present to you the groundbreaking screenless ticket ticker.
Hi, you're on the ticket reporting the sports news of the day. Go ahead.
This just in, Imran Suleiman is a homo.
Hi, you're on the ticket reporting the sports news of the day. Go ahead.
In local USDA news, Craig Drenowatt states that the best way to marinate a steak is to use red wine. Let it sit overnight, then cook for about 5 minutes on one side. Flip it over for about 10 on the other, and you've got one heck of a ribeye. Emerald steak rub is also a good thing to add to your ribeye. This is Craig Drenowatt reporting live from Frisco, Texas on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Thank you for that report, Craig. Hi, you're on The Ticket reporting the sports news of the day.
Every black man in the NBA loves white women.
Hi, you're on the ticket reporting the sports news of the day.
I just think that, yeah.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket reporting the sports news of the day.
Yes, in today's malware and computer security corner, Dooku and Stuxnet seem to remain a threat, while F-Secure's Mikko Hyppinen has the best mind of all in malware. Thank you very much.
And finally, hi, you're on the ticket reporting the sports news of the day.
In Formula One news today, Sebastian Vettel is still the world champion. Sauber F1 dropped out of the Formula One Teams Association, and allegedly someone in Texas wrote a check big enough to bring the Formula One circus to the...
Okay, that's you're fired. You're fired. This ticker has been brought to you by TNT's Silent Witness. Tonight at 8, TNT brings you another all-new original movie, their TNT mystery movie series with Silent Witness, starring Dermot Mulroney and Michael Cudlitz. Only on TNT. The next ticket ticker right around the corner.